not to a marriage, to a family. I just think you need to keep an open mind.
Well, doctor, an open mind is why I don't get married. What about these people who marry their high school sweethearts? I mean, that's just like throwing a blanket over your head and sitting Indian style on the floor for the rest of your life and saying, all doors that are open shall now be closed. I'm going to stay with the person whose locker happened to be near mine when I was 15. I don't think you should be allowed to get married till after you're 35.
I'm not so much disagreeing with you, Janine, as much as I'm agreeing with what I said.
I don't want to get married because what am I going to do? I was such a straight C student. I can't help my kids with their math homework. I'll be just like, honey, just look in the back of the book. It's where the answers are. It's what your father and I always did.
You know what you have to offer a kid? Not necessarily what you know about math, but a certain playfulness that you could bring to a relationship with a kid. You're a playful person.
You are.
No, you are.
I don't enjoy the moment. I don't go for the gusto. I don't grab the bull by the horns. I don't spend money on anything other than designer coffee. I spend like $1,800 a day on lattes.
That's an expensive habit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to pay that kind of money.
No.
What is the street value of a latte? I'm sure that must have been a terrifying experience.
Getting mugged was one of the worst experiences I've ever had, and what's terrible is the violation, obviously, as you know, and they got my wallet with a really good driver's license picture. What are the chances of me duplicating that?
Slim.
Slim to none.
To none.
And I don't understand why in the animal kingdom they have so many devices of protection, where in the human kingdom we don't have any of those biological imperatives that protect us. Like, why couldn't I be walking and then the muggers come and then it's like, see, as Janine blends into the Geo Metro, and they have to move on.
It's not just your things, not just your belongings, but they really in the end end up taking a little piece of you.
They stole my pride, they stole my sense of rhythm, they stole my whimsical good nature.
Shouldn't leave all that stuff lying around. The youngest of six?
No.
I'm sorry, let me check my. Okay, so you're the middle child, classic middle child syndrome.
No, I'm the youngest of three.
My next guess. Okay. And the only female?
No.
You're not making this easy for me, Janine.
I have a sister who is 3 years older than me and a brother who is 6 years older than me.
Classic stacking every 3 years syndrome. Good memories?
Oh, yeah, all good. That's why I'm here with you today.
What is your earliest childhood memory? And take your time, because sometimes...
I can't think of any.
No? Well, what about adolescent memories? It's dinner time, you're home with your sister, your brother. Your dad's just gotten back from an out-of-town trip. Nothing?
Not working?
Your mother's had a couple too many, maybe?
Not ringing any bells.
Let's go back. Let's back it up. You're 10. The braces are about to go on.
I never had braces.
You're holding back, Janine.
You know what? I think I'm just going to go.
Well, we still have a couple of minutes, Janine. Why don't we keep working here?
Yeah, I really feel done, though. I feel like it's time.
Yeah, so go with that feeling.
I will go with that feeling.
No, don't go with that feeling. I mean, just...
Why don't I just take the feeling to my car?
Well,
and sit with it in my car and drive home with it. And if I feel that it's appropriate to come back with the feeling, I'll bring it on back to you.
Hey, you know what? Our time is up. Oh, okay. I'm talking now about Janine, who just left, and not a moment too soon. This was a very frustrating session for me. Her resistance to therapy is so powerful. And I have to remember not to snap, you know, that she's not going to fall for the tricks that I try. She's too smart for that. I tried the raise your hand if your mother was abusive trick. And she just too, you know, she sees it coming. She can read me like a book. I don't know. I asked Janine if she has any recurring dreams, and she said yes, but only once. And I don't think that counts, according to...